You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria.
Maria.
Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my show. How was everybody? How's everybody week going? Is everybody having warm weather where they are? I know where I am. Warm weather outside, gorgeous out. So I hope everybody really enjoys their day if it's warm by you. And we're finally seeing some beautiful weather. So tonight I wanted to talk about something that should be a little fun, though. You know, my name is Maria from AskMariaNow.info. My phone number is 640-208-1014. I am a strategic intuitive consultant. And what I love to do is hear you out. Let's make a plan. Let's look to see directions and get you going. And I hope I give clarity to every single person that I've had the pleasure of connecting with. But a lot of the questions also that I get is from relationships. I know we all talk about cheating and does he love me and, you know, all important things, the emotional contact. But another couple of things that I do get is, you know, people feel the relationship fading away, right? It seems that the spark faded or you're no longer lovers, but you become business partners. Like you take care of the garbage, I'll take care of picking up groceries. Are you paying this bill this week? Are we doing that this week? So you forget about all the fun things that you had and you did and how you met and that spark that you felt. And sadly, it really diminishes after the first couple of months, that excitement, you settle into each other and it's not fun anymore, right? It's like a habit. And I think that's a lot of the ruinations of a lot of the relationship because we forget that what we felt for each other, what that spark was, you know, how those little surprises that you do, that doesn't even happen anymore. So I wanted to tell you that the most important part of a relationship is not only being lovers and, you know, companions and all these other things, but the most important thing is I would want my partner to be my best friend. I want to look for my partner to go shopping with me. I want to look for my partner to do things with me. I want to make memories, go on a vacation. And we lose so much of that. We start separating that, right? I'm going out with my friends tonight. I'll see you tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And you're already starting to distance yourself emotionally from this connection. And a lot of people, their relationships do go down the hill with that. They forget why they're together. Well, what is happening here? So I just wanted to give you a couple of little clues that I, you know, in my journey and in talking to people, what they've suggested and what they do, which I found really fun. They want to go out and have fun. They want to be spontaneous. And I'm saying that life definitely gets in the way. We're not going to have all these crazy moments that we're going to have, but we definitely want to not forget the why of what we're doing. So a couple of things that I thought were really cute was that one of my clients said that, you know, when her husband would leave to go to work, she would, you know, make him lunch and everything, but she would write a little handwritten note in his lunchbox, telling him how special he was or telling him something really nice or a little something that was between them to keep the spark going, right? And, you know, how about a little text during the day? We forget to do that when we start becoming closer and we get more into life and forget about the relationship. How about a little text? Hey, babe, I'm thinking about you today. How's everything? Or something cute that you want to say. And you want to always remember, too, in the relationship that you want to laugh, right? You want to just not always be so set in your ways and, you know, picking on each other. And you want to get out there and laugh with your partner. and enjoy your partner and just see where this can go and let it develop on such a deeper emotional level. And sometimes you don't want to have to fix everything. You want to definitely, excuse my dog. You want to definitely try to not worry about your problems. Just say, we're putting that away for tonight. Let's just go out. Let's go see a movie. Let's do something like that. Another thing that one of my clients mentioned to me was that they made it a choice to go and decide to try new restaurants. I thought this was a really nice one too. They decided once a month, they were going to forget the kids, forget your boyfriend, forget your friends at home and whatever, and just grab your partner and go and try out new restaurants in different areas. I thought that was a really great idea, right? You get excited, you're driving, you're talking. Another important thing too is drop the damn cell phone, right? You forget that, you know, you're in conversation, then all of a sudden you start with that phone and all that stuff. You want to just drop that, you know, really remember why you got excited when you met this person, right? And another one is, you know, trying to keep a little mystery, right? You know, make plans to go out, but when you go home, have something planned that's a little fun and a little mysterious. And don't forget where you came from, right? And why you're there and why this person is so important to you and why this person you're attracted to and why you want this person in your life. Could you think of life without them, right? You don't want that. You want this person to be there. You want this person to share with you. So those are a couple of things, you know, that I'm going to tell you to try with your partner, to try, especially if you start feeling stagnant or the kids or the in-laws and all that starts just getting up on you. Detachment. Just go out with your partner. I don't care if he's got to go take a walk at night. I know it's not going to happen every night, but you don't want to forget the reason that you two are together and the union that you two have created. You want this to be a lifetime partner, right? So let's try making each other feel so good about each other so we can handle the problems of every single day coming through, right? A relationship doesn't lose its spark overnight. So these things that they gradually happen, they start losing a lot of the interest and everything. And, you don't want to let your partner feel like they don't matter because that's when you start having problems. So not today, not later, now. Do something, plan something. Go to your partner, say, hey, let's go away this weekend. Let's go have some fun. And, you know, seek guidance whenever you want to talk about it. And I also wanted to tell you that for this next week, from this week to next Thursday, if you give me a call, I'm giving 25% off my readings, okay? So if you give me a call, we could book a session, and it'll be 25% off from this week to next Thursday. So I hope we can have some fun, we can figure out some things, and now I'm ready to speak to Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How could I help?
I guess I just would like a message from Spirit, whatever they have for me, maybe about my relationship or just where I'm headed or anything that they have for me.
Okay, so you're in a relationship right now. You want to know where it's going, basically.
Yes.
Okay. You want to give a name of your partner or just an initial?
Jeff.
Okay, let's see where you and Jeff are going. Let's see. All right, you and Jeff. Do you feel a little isolated from him at times?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming. I just want to make sure I got into the right energy. So I do feel the isolation, right? I do feel that the effort is not 100% where you want it to be. And I feel that with this person that it's not an easy fix, I have to be honest with you. I feel that the communication, okay, the communication skills are not there. And it's funny how we were just talking about keeping the spark going in the relationship, right? So
right.
I feel with this person, you know, and if that does happen, the spark goes or we haven't communicated correctly. Are you actually seeing him long, steady?
Yeah, I mean, we've been together for almost a year.
Okay. But there's something, you're not feeling it, because that's what I'm picking up. I'm feeling like a little isolated.
We kind of got into a fight, so I haven't spoken to him in a few days.
Okay, you'll hear from him, though. You will hear from him. I do see communication coming to you, so I don't want you to worry about that. I do think if you want this relationship to work, it has to be redirected in a nice way, right? You want to talk to your partner. You want to, you know, you can get through the arguments. You could spill it all out. And I'm never saying not to express your feelings, because I think it's a very important part of growing a relationship with somebody. But I also feel that with him, he has a hard time expressing it. He could be a little fiery sometimes, and getting your point across could be a little bit difficult with him. But I do feel that with the conflicts and, you know, all these little disagreements, you can come to some kind of a conclusion and trying to make it work. You do have some nice energy here. It's not the easiest. I feel like it's not the easiest relationship. I feel like sometimes you feel you take most of the responsibility in the relationship. And nobody likes to be just that way, just to have all the responsibility in the relationship. But I would tell you, don't lose hope with this guy. I do feel he'll call you and, you know, have your conversation with him and try to shift. Like I was talking about trying to make things fun. We forget that part. We really forget that part.
Right.
You know, and it's such a detriment to a relationship when we just forget why we even met this person, what got us to where we are today. And you're with him over a year, so I give him a little bit of a chance, try to talk to him, and I feel you can make it. If you get through these little roller coasters, you're going to be fine, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Don't get worried. After you talk to him, tell him you want to go away this weekend.
Well, we actually have plans next weekend, so I was hoping that I'm still going to be able to go.
You're going to go. You don't want to know nothing. That's it, all right? It's been a pleasure, Ashley. Okay. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Bye. Well, everybody, that is my show for tonight. I want you to have a fabulous week and make plans and have fun. Get going. I don't want to hear any complaints from your partners. Tell them. Send them a little note in their lunchbox. Do something a little crazy with them when they get home. All right? Have a great week, everyone. Mm-hmm.